Holy Man and the New Yorker, a parable with music. As unlikely as it may seem, there once was a holy man residing in New York. He lived on a street corner by an empty Gristidi's packing case. His hair was long, his eyes were wild, his clothes were made of various old castaway flour sacks. He used to stand on his packing case and shout out at the world. Look up, said the holy man with a fervent gleam in his eye. Look up, said the holy man. If you look up, you can see the sky. Of course, nobody believed him. He said other things, too. Some days he said, look down, for beneath the ground, underneath that pavement there, lies a burning earth that is giving birth to flowers everywhere. Somebody should care. I say they should care. Somebody should care, somebody should care, somebody should care, must care, somebody should care. People laughed. They knew that beneath that pavement were the workers from Con Edison. The holy man was very discouraged. And then one day a curious thing took place. As the holy man was getting down off his Gristidi's box, he collided with a New Yorker. Said the New Yorker, and the holy man said, look up, above us is the sky. You're a crazy nut, the New Yorker said, and the holy man said, try. Well, the New Yorker was skeptical, but his curiosity was aroused. He looked up a little bit and he saw three pigeons wheeling easily in the air. It's a trick, said the New Yorker, but his pulse was beating fast. Look higher, said the holy man, and the New Yorker raised his eyes. Momentarily, they were blinded by the brilliant sun reflecting off the Lever building. My God, said the New Yorker, and he blinked his eyes with joy. Look higher, said the holy man, for this was a dream come true. Higher, still higher, screamed the holy man, the whole thing's up to you. And the New Yorker, ready to dare it, looked straight up and saw the sky. He saw two clouds like angels' wings as they drifted slowly by. He saw the blue of the heaven through the burning tears in his eye. Son of a bitch, the New Yorker yelled. God bless you, came the holy man's reply. And now they were both of them weeping from the mysterious joy of life. All of them clouds, the New Yorker cried. Just wait till I tell my wife. Well, he thanked the holy man, he kissed the holy man, he shook the holy man's hand. Yes, he laughed with the holy man, he wept with the holy man, he yelled with the holy man grand. There were tears that blurred his vision, making rainbows in his eyes. As he took his leave from the holy man, he looked straight up at the skies. As he stepped down off the curbstone, his eyes were seen to flash. Then someone cried, my God, look out, there's a taxi, wait. And then there came the crash. The crowd gathered quickly. And the reporters too. And the police to make their report. As they all of them stood there gaping at the accident, the holy man seemed to sigh. Then he mounted his box from Gristidi's and addressed the large crowd thus. Look up, said the holy man. With a fervent gleam in his eye. Look up, begged the holy man. If you look up, you can see the sky.